Sure, Chad. When a hard subject comes up, go to the weather. Smiley face. Thank you.
Got a point.
Yeah, three segments. I don't want summer back. Should I go see a doctor right now? Yes. Leave work. Leave home. Leave the candy. Go see a doctor.
If you don't want summer, what could you want? I just don't understand it. Do you? Is this what you want?
No, they want winter. They want the change of seasons. And they have romanticized the change of season. Because the change of season isn't always 52 degrees, sunny out, autumnal. There's a lot of days like this.
Yeah, a lot of trash days.
A lot of trash days. Then they want winter. Who doesn't like the days when it's 27 and the snow seemingly is glued to the trees?
There are some nice things about winter.
And the roads are shockingly plowed, and maybe you snowshoe. Maybe you ski. Yeah. Maybe you got a fire.
Get the sleds out.
You know what it's like most days? The snow's black. There's giant hills, so you can't see the cars coming.
That's right. You're sliding into traffic anyway.
Yeah, dopes don't know how to drive.
If you can get in your car because your door probably froze.
Yeah, you're sick of it. You're late to work. Your boss is yelling at you. School is closed because school likes to close so fast now, so you got to figure out childcare. Or it's 75 and sunny out.
Yeah, and no one even cares if you're at work anyway because the boss is gone at 2 o'clock to play golf.
Yes. I think we need more doctors to help people out in this area.
It would be nice.
Maybe this should be our cause. Need more doctors to help you understand summer.
Yeah. Warmth and sunlight.
Good.
Who's against those things?
Snow pellets hitting your face. Bad.
Yeah. Darkness at 4:30.
Yeah.
Not great.
No. No, 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 no. It's just one day, hoity-toity, Chad. We need the precipitation. I'm hustling home to get the kids' winter coats and winter boots out and the mittens. Because we're going out tonight, I think people will give us lots of candy for walking through it. Well, as long as you're 14 and under, then you're allowed to go out.
That's not true. Bobby was on the right side of history earlier in the show.
And history. You know, I didn't realize it was a historical moment.
It was.
Why don't you, how about this? I got a new idea. During winter, I want you to prep outside. Set up a tent outside Dan Kelly's, and you will get a further appreciation of what winter is like. I cannot be influenced at this point. I've reached my conclusion. I'm in my early 90s. I'm not flexible. You're in your early 50s?
No.
Mid-50s?
No.
59? Where
no,
are you?
No, that's you.
Okay.
That's you knocking on 60's door.
Knock, knock, knocking. Am I going to work on that day?
I hope so.
I think I might be teeing it up. I think it gets old when people work on their birthday and then they talk all about it and wait for people to say how great their birthday is.
Well, you don't have to talk all about it.
Yeah. Could be. I might be just hiding in shame because I can't believe I'm 60 years old next year.
Trust me. We all believe it.
Oh, my God. Stop it. It's beautiful out there. A plow just went down my road. Is it going to melt in a few days? Yeah. What scam artist is out there right now with the plow? Okay, if you're at least, I mean, I know there are parts of the state where it is 4, 5, 6 inches, but if you're in the metro area and your plow guy is out right now, you need to fire your plow guy, right?
Are we talking the street plow guy? Or we're not to the point where we need to treat the roads, right?
Are you kidding me?
Schaefer or somebody else this morning saying, you know, ground temperature is still around 60 degrees. You know, this stuff ain't sticking unless it's, you know, maybe on the tall grass or some leaves. It's not sticking on the pavement.
We're willing to take on big snowplow.
Really?
Yeah.
A specific one, like one that's been named?
Let's get. Are we going to get to that soon, too?
You bet we are. It's the best part of winter.
Oh, my God. That's another stupid thing about winter, that we name the snowplow.
Well, I've got a whole list of names that are going to come from the Chad Hartman show.
No, they're not. That might be Elizabeth. That would be good, though, if the snowplow is identified with the show. The guy who's made more fun of it than anybody else. I'm in Plymouth. There's 4 inches of really thick stuff, and I'm glad there's a plow for me. It's going to melt in an hour, right? I'm Plymouth proud. I'm headed out there. I mean, if you want to have your plow guy swing into my house, I won't object. But you shouldn't be paying for a plow guy today, right? In the metro area?
Well, you got to sign the contract, Jeff.
Well, that's true. Which way, and you're so cheap, you're against both, but which way are you inclined to go? Per time your plow comes out, or gal, excuse me, misogynist.
Yeah, careful.
Or I'll pay you for the whole season. Because last year, boy, that was snake eyes.
Unless you were the plow guy or gal.
Yeah, you were in Palm Desert.
Exactly.
You were with me in California.
You spent about $2.50 on salt and paying wages. Well, you just raked it in from all the saps that paid you for 5 months.
Which way would you go if you had to?
Well, up until last year, I would have gone just, do the monthly thing. But no, I think I'd go every time.
Every time?
Yep.
Every time. Jason DeRussia has a patio, and he likes to demonstrate that all the time with his patio picks. You can go to DeRussia J. There's about 19 of them out there. Let's talk to Jason on a variety of topics. Jason's going to take you home 3 to 6 here on Newstalk A30 WCCO.